This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Increased austerity and welfare becomes more popular. Something very surprising and I think very important is happening about attitudes about welfare. Finally. Unfortunately, it's happening in the United Kingdom rather than the United States. But let's take the wins where we find them, because there are lessons there that politicians and policymakers need to heed about the limits to the abuse of lower income families. The biggest takeaway seems simple. If the government proposes and implements draconian austerity programs that scale back benefits and, worse, attack the benefit recipients, there will come a point when the public reacts and pushes back to support more generous benefits and to oppose further cuts. In the USA in recent weeks, in the middle of the 10-year economic cycle of success for corporations and the rich, we see current rule proposals that would take 4 million off of food stamps who are automatically certified since they're on TANF or welfare benefits. Similarly, it would knock 500,000 children off of automatic certification for free or reduced school lunches. This is just the latest attack in a decades-long erosion of protections for the poor that was only momentarily relieved in the worst days of the recession under President Obama. In the UK, there's a big fat backfire, as reported in The Economist. After the Conservatives promised $18 billion in cuts to welfare benefits, they wrote that to election victory in 2015. But what they accurately called the political piñata isn't working now. Polling in Britain indicates that where more than 50% once thought benefits were too generous, now the number has fallen to only a bit over 40% in just 2 years. More importantly, 56% now believe that cuts would damage too many people's lives. That's huge. Furthermore, the Ronald Reagan lies about welfare Cadillacs and other scurrilous attacks on recipients aren't working in the public square either. A study of news mentions of welfare fraud and abuse in the UK finds that they have gone from almost 700 annually in 2010 down to less than 200 in 2018. It's not working to use the poor as a kickball there, so they've had to dial it back and tone it down. Praise Lord. It's not all cheery in Old England, of course. The numbers have also dropped because immigration from the European Union has been reduced, and part of the opposition had been to so-called freeloaders from abroad. The Economist refers to a report by Professor Ben Boberg-Geiger at the University of Kent, arguing that these changes are not systemic as much as they are thermostatic. Once policies become harsher or softer than the level preferred by the public, voters send a signal and the government adjusts the policy temperature accordingly. They cite the current government slightly increasing the working age benefit as an example of climate change on this issue. Well, sounds like magic, doesn't it? Not sure when this wand will wave over the United States or whether or not we've hit the bottom of the thermometer that would move politicians to release their death grip on the necks of poor families. But let's hope we're close to the point where benefits must rise so families can survive. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.